This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board has ruled that football players at Northwestern University in Chicago work for the school, keyword work, and so are allowed to form a union, keyword union. This has already sparked dismay from the College Athletics Association. Marketplace's Noel King is with us. Noel, Peter Orr of the NLRB said there's no doubt these players are employees. How did he arrive at this conclusion?
Well, he based that ruling on a few things. First, it only applies to scholarship students, and a scholarship, he said, is a form of payment. If you get paid, you're an employee. And he focused on the control that coaches exert over where athletes go and how they dress and who they can interact with on social media. The ruling mentioned, for example, that Northwestern players cannot refuse a Facebook friend request from a coach, or said all of this adds up to a work relationship. But for now, one thing left out of this work relationship is money. The top priority for the athletes is health benefits if they're injured playing. Right now, those benefits cut off not long after they graduate, which is the kind of thing a union could fight against.
So can they now organize a union?
No, for the moment, the ruling is open to appeal, and Northwestern says it will appeal to the Federal Labor Board in Washington. Some analysts say this could end up in the Supreme Court. And the ruling only applies to players at private colleges. So if you're at one of the big state schools, you're governed by state labor law, which usually makes it harder to unionize. But, you know, the example's been set, and there's a feeling that this is another big win in the fight by some people to get the NCAA to change its policies on student athletes.
Marketplace's Noel King. Thank you very much.
Thank you.